Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Maseches Kinim, Daf Chof Gimel, Perek Beis, the second Perek, Mishnah Aleph. Kain Stuma Sheporach Mimeno Goizol La'avir. Kain Stuma is a pair of birds, two birds. Each bird was not yet defined, hence it's called a Kain Stuma. When we say defined, as we mentioned in our previous shiur, one is ultimately going to be a Chatos, and the other ultimately is going to be an Ola. So if you have a pair of birds, Kain Stuma, that were undefined, Sheporach Mimeno Gozol Va'avir. Gozol is an individual bird. One of the two birds flew away, leaving behind one bird. Oy Sheporach Lebein Hamesos. Or it flew to a group of birds that are supposed to die. Birds are supposed to die when when some problem arose regarding them, and it's not important for us to define what the nature of the problem is, but you have a group of birds that are supposed to die, and we saw an example of this in the previous perek. Oy she meis echod mehem, or one of the two birds in the Kain Stuma itself died. Any of these examples, we have three examples. In each example, there is an original Kain Stuma, whereby only one bird now remains. Yikach zug lasheni. You bring a pair, another mate, we'll say, for the bird that remained. And we do not say that since one of the two flew away, that which remains behind also became unfit. But rather, the one that remained behind, being that it was undefined, all that needs to be done now is a second bird is to be acquired and to be paired with that one bird that remained behind. Porach Lebein Hakrevois. Let us say a bird flew, one of the bird that we just featured, having flown away from its mate, flew to a group of birds that are expected to be offered. Puzzle. You're not going to be able to offer the birds. Upoisel echod keneged hagozel keneged, and it renders unfit one bird that remains from the group that it had flown away from. Shehagozel haporeach posul uposel echod kenegdo. This will now be explained. Ketzad, Mishnah Beis, Ketzad, Shtei Noshim. We have two women. Lezu Shtei Kinim. This one woman has two pairs, meaning four birds. Lezu Shtei Kinim. And the other woman has an obligation of bringing two pairs. Porach mizu lezu. In our example of women, so we have Rachel and Leah, two women, each one having their respective obligations of two kinim. One bird, an individual bird, flies from Rachel's group to Leah. So now, Rachel will be left with three birds, and Leah will have in her domain five birds. Posel echod bahalichoso. That means that one of the three birds that remains by Rachel, one of those three will not be able to be offered. Chozar, if one of the five birds flies back to Rachel, posel echod b'chaziroso. And now, as a result of that, Leah will be also limited in what she can offer. Porach v'chozar u'porach v'chozar. If this again took place a few times, lo hifsid klum, there is not going to be any further loss, so that there will be in this case, each woman will have a minimum of two birds, even though she originally had four birds to bring, but a minimum, the minimum of two birds will remain kosher. Shafilu hein me'uravois, ein pochos mishtayim. Even if there's a total mix-up of the birds, there is still not less than two birds for Rachel and two birds for Leah that will be able to be offered. So that the Kohen, in this case, will turn to Rachel, and she's got four birds but in her possession right now, but as a result of all this this flying back and forth, if he offers one above and one below, there will definitely be a chatos and an ola. Don't forget, we're dealing with undefined birds, kain stumos, so that the one above and one below will definitely be, any way you look at it, a chatos and an ola. Mishnah Gimel. Now, Mishnah Gimel, we will soon see, is a very, we'll call it complex or elaborate Mishnah by way of numbers. We're going to see a case of mix-up between different groups of women, each one having an increasingly larger number of birds. Lezu, Mishnah Gimel, Lezu Achas, one woman has an obligation of bringing one pair. Lezu Shtayim, second woman two. Lezu Shalosh, Lezu Dalet, Lezu Hey, Lezu Vav, Lezu Zayin. Parach Min HaRishona L'Shnia, a bird from first woman flew to where the second woman's birds were. Ulishlishis, Ulervias, Ulchamishis, Ulishishis, Ulishvias, Vichozar. So this flying situation took place from one woman to the next, and then a return. Posel Echod Bahalichoso, the Echod Bahaziroso. There will be a ruining of one bird in its departure and one bird upon its return. The result of this is as follows: Harishona Vashmiya Ein Lohem Klum. The first woman will not be able to have any birds offered. Likewise, the second woman won't be able to have any birds offered. Hashlishis Yeshlo Achas. The third woman will be able to offer one bird, or vias yeshlo shtayim. The fourth woman two, v'chamishis yeshlo shalosh, hashishis yeshlo arba, hashviyis yeshlo shesh. Now, given this situation, a second event happens, a second stage. Porach V'chozar, it's pointed out in the commentaries that we're at this point not dealing with the first and second women anymore, because at this point they have no birds that can be offered. So we're talking about a flying situation, a continued mix-up from third woman to fourth woman, etc. That's Porach V'chozar, Posel Echod Bahalichoso V'Echod Bahaziroso. As a result, Hashlishis Voravias Ein Lohem Klum. If you notice, just in the case before, they had reached the point where the Shlishis had one and the Revias had two, but as a result of this mix-up, the third and fourth woman now reach a point of Ein Lohem Klum. Hachamishis Yeshlo Achas, Hashishis Yeshlo Shtayim, Hashvias Yeshlo Chomesh. And now, A third stage of this fly back and forth takes place, porach v'chozar. And as we said before, with regard to the first stage, first and second women are out of the picture. In this stage, that we're now at the third stage, the third and fourth women are out of the picture. So the flying mix-up is going to continue here with fifth, sixth, and seventh women. So we say here, Porach v'chozar, posel echod b'halichoso v'echod b'chaziroso. The result, hachamishis v'ashishis ein lohem klum, hashvius yesh lo arba. And there's another opinion, v'yesh omim, we're now at the top of Omid Beis, another opinion says, hashvius lo hifsido klum. The seventh woman who had reached the point where she had the possibility of bringing five birds, at this point, she remains that way. The imporach min hamesos lekulon hare kulon yomusu. If you have a situation of birds that were designated to die, fly, if birds like that fly amongst these birds, so then the presence of this bird that is supposed to die will ruin all of them, because any given bird that's offered might be the bird that is to die. This last Mishnah is a Mishnah that requires a great deal more explanation, and as we said in our introductory remarks to this Masechta, the explanations go beyond the purview of this type of shiur, and we highly recommend looking into additional commentaries for a much more comprehensive explanation. We continue now with Mishnah Dalet. Kain stuma v'kain mifureshes. A pair of birds that are undefined, and a pair that has been earmarked. This one, each bird earmarked, one chatos, one ola. Porach min hastuma la mifureshes. A bird from the stuma flew into the mifureshes, and now they're all mixed up, and we don't know which bird is which. Yikach zug lasheni. So what one does is he brings a pair or a mate, a second bird for the original, for the stuma. The stuma being the undefined birds, and their definition accomplished when the kohen does the actual processing, as we've mentioned earlier. Chozar oiporach min hamifureshes. Rishon, hare kulon yomusu. If now one of the mix up, the group of the mifureshes, where there had been a mix up, flies back to the stuma, they are all to die, because we don't know which bird is a chatos and which one is an ola. So the kohen's hands are tied. Mishnah Hey. Here you have a setup, according to most of the Meforshim. It's a setup where you have a singular chatos on one side, and on the other side, that's chatos mikan, the olam mikan, ustuma be'emtza. On one side, a chatos, the other side, an olam, and in the middle, an undefined. Porach min ho'emtza litzdodim. If from the undefined birds, let's say two undefined birds in the middle, and they flew each one to the sides. Echod helech v'echod helech. From the pair of undefined birds, one flew to one side and one to the other side. Lo hifsid klum, no loss, elo yomar. All that needs to be declared is as follows. Ze sholach etzel chatos chatos. The undefined bird that flew to the chatos is to be defined as a chatos. V'zeh shaholach etzel olos ola, and that which flew to the olos is defined now as an ola. So now we have two extremes: a group of chatos and a group of olos. Chozar la'emtza. If now they flew back to the middle where you had originally the undefined birds, v'emtzayim yomusu. Those that are in the middle now must die. Because any given bird, we don't know what it is. so that if they from the two sides flew to the middle, and you take any one bird, I don't know, is it a chatos or an ola? So it is to die. Elu yikruvu chatos, chatos vi elu yikruvu olos. The ones that are on the sides remain with their original labels. The chatos will be offered as chatos, and the olos offered as olos. Chozar minho emtsa litzdodim. If now, from the middle that we said are messed up, they fly to the respective sides. Hare kulon yomusu. Now, they are all to die. And as we've been explaining till now, taking at this point, if any given bird that you take, you don't know what it is. The Mishnah continues with a new idea. Ein mevien turin keneged bnei yona, velo bnei yona keneged turin. Now we mentioned earlier that when you're dealing with bird offerings, only two varieties of birds are acceptable: turin and bnei yona. This Mishnah is telling us that you don't bring turin keneged bnei yona and not the other way around, which basically means that a woman cannot bring a woman or anyone who's obligated to bring a bird offering, and he has to bring two birds. He doesn't bring a cane that's half ben yona and half tor. Rather, pairs of birds must be made of completely torin or completely bnei yona. Ketzat. Ho'isha, and now an illustration of what we've said. Ho'isha shevia chatos tor, the olosa ben yona, a woman who did incorrectly. She brought her sin offering as a tor and her ola offering as a ben yona. Tichbol v'tovi olosa tor. Since her chatos was a tor, so she brings now, she has to have bring a makeup, we'll say, an ola as a tor. Another case. She had brought her two birds, but incorrectly, one as an ola and one as a chatos. The ola she brought as a tor, and the chatos she brought as a ben yona. So she has to have her chatos now matched up with a proper ola offering. Tichbo v'tovi oilosa ben yona. Since her chatos was a ben yona, she has to now bring an ola to match the chatos. According to this opinion, the Tanakama, whatever she brought as a chatos must be brought as an ola. In other words, the chatos is the koveya. The chatos establishes that kind of bird that she should have brought as an ola. Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai disagrees, and he says, Holchin achar horishon. The establishing factor is the first bird that was brought. Ho'isha shehevia chatosa umesa, a woman who had a cane obligation, a pair of birds to bring. She brought her chatos, her sin offering bird offering, but the woman then died. Yoviu yorshim olosa, her heirs will bring her ola bird. Olosa umesa, if however a woman brought her ola bird offering and died, lo yoviu yorshim chatosa, the heirs will not bring her chatos. A chatos is not brought in the case of an owner who died. With that, we complete our shiur for today.